8:15 now, time for the Pete Carroll preview. The NFL season is back. That means we have our exclusive weekly chat with the coach, Pete Carroll, brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino. The coach sits down every week with the voice of the Seahawks, Steve Raypel.
This is your 14th opening day as the Seahawks head coach. In broad terms, what does opening day mean to you?
Well, it's the culmination of this entire offseason of focusing, dreaming, wishing and hoping and hard work to get it right. And it's a big moment, you know, after all of this time we put in to see us for the first time officially, you know, and it doesn't always tell you everything on the first game, but it certainly is much awaited and anticipated. And it's exciting to get our guys revved up and going for the first time as a club. We've been talking about it for months now. So everything about it just makes it a big buildup, and it's really fun.
All those opening days, you've won the last four straight here, you and the Seahawks, to start the season with one of the youngest rosters now in the National Football League. What's going to be most important for these young guys to remember, some of whom are in that very first opening day?
Yeah, they've got to settle in, you know, and make sure that we're playing football instead of thinking about all the rest of the stuff and all the hype and the buildup and all that. We've really tried to formulate this preparation so that they've already done this three times. You know, they've already played games, and the mental part of it is something that we work really hard at, and we talk about what it's going to be like on this day so that we're ready for it. So I feel like we're okay, but basically they've got to go play like they're capable, and that's way more of a challenge than you might think.
Yeah, don't try to do too much, but do what they can do, right?
Yep, don't make stuff up.
There you go. The significance of Bobby returning, Bobby Wagner. What you two guys have meant to each other over the course of both of your careers, and the role that he's taken on now, again, being back here in Seattle.
Yeah, you know, Rays, when we first started thinking about it and talking about it with Bobby and trying to figure it out if we could pull this together, it was always a great idea. And it was one that I was really excited about, and I know one that Bobby was too. And we eventually got, you know, the guys involved, and John got to it and made a deal that brought him back to I know a real treasured place for him. He loves the area. He loves his family being here and all of that. He loves his time he spent here. He has put in so much into this career he's had. And so to come back and to be accepted like he has by the franchise, but certainly by the fans, it's just been about as much as you could hope for, you know, in a sports career. And so now we're going to go play good ball and go win a bunch of games and cash in on it. But the buildup of it, the expectation of it has been perfect, and I'm just thrilled for the way this has turned out.
You know, he was asked during the week what he learned by being with the Rams for one season. He said, well, I learned something about hardship and how difficult last year was. He said, you learn a lot about yourself, and I think he's all but certain that's not going to be the case this year. So we hope that is true for Bobby and the rest of the team. On the other side of the coin, you have Geno, who comes back after setting career and franchise records last season. How has he prepared to be even better than he was last year and maybe light years ahead of where a lot of people thought he would be?
Yeah, Raves, this has been such a great story to watch. I mean, the whole thing, when you go back now, you put it all together in the years that he spent preparing for this opportunity, and then last year when he got his chance and how he handled it, and not just on the field but off the field and in the locker room in every way, what he's done since this season, and you know, since he comes out of a Pro Bowl year and all of the acclaim and all that, he has just gone right back to work. I mean, I don't even know if he skipped a day. He just did everything he possibly could to be as ready as he could physically. He's in beautiful shape. I mean, he has just been impeccably prepared for what we're doing, handling the entire offense, all of the checks, all the audibles, all the stuff, all the throws, all the reads. I mean, he's just been great at it. And so he's put together an incredible offseason, much different than last year because he knew where he was and where he stood. And so as Geno has done, he's taken every step exactly the way you would hope he would take. And so we come out of this camp and again this first week of the season as ready as he could possibly be, and that's all he could give to his teammates and the franchise, and he's done exactly that. So it's really been fun to watch, and it's been a real lesson. It's been an inspiration. It's been a lesson. I'm using him as lessons for the younger guys all the time about how he looks, you know, towards his opportunities and stuff, and man, it's been great.
And you don't get to see these guys a whole lot in preseason game action. You don't want to get anybody hurt, but you've seen plenty in practice, and he's done everything that he could possibly do to be ready for this season, yes?
Oh, yeah, he's gone against the ones all camp and throughout, yeah. And they've tried to make it as hard as they can on him. He's done so many things so well that we can all see it. And he's having fun, and it's where you need to get to is where you know you got your stuff together and you know you're ready to play so that you can really go out there and let it rip. Well, that's where he is right now. He is not holding back. He is not hesitant. He'll be aggressive and on the attack throughout because he knows he's earned it by the work he's put in and really the level of people he's been going against. So he's prepared.
Finally, Pete, we mentioned your 14th opening day as the Seahawks head coach, the 48th in franchise history. We mentioned that. Your message to all those fans, and there's a lot of them out there who've been there since day one, and certainly in the last 25 years have been huge Seahawks fans. Your message to them on their expectations about not only Sunday, but for the season and as we get going at Lumen Field.
Yeah, first I would like to just address the gratitude that I feel and we feel about being part of this franchise and being part of the Northwest. I know when we got here, people always ask, well, why did you come here? You know, they used to ask me all the time, you know, and I know now, as Glenn and I know now, what it's like to be here and be part of this area. It's a wonderful place to be from and to be a part of. And so we represent all the 12s, and we're going to do everything we can to bust our butt every chance we get to give them the best product. But I think what they can expect, and so I'm very grateful, first off, but what they can expect from us, this team's going to play really hard now. They know what they're doing. We've tried very diligently to keep it in their football in the frame of mind that fits them and suits them so that they can play like they're capable and really cut it loose and not be inhibited or, you know, kind of over-guarded or whatever. I want these guys to freaking play really hard. You'll see them on the kickoff teams. That'll be whether we get the cover kick or not, they're going to be going up, jumping up and down, going crazy for the fans, trying to connect with them right from the first opening kickoff if we get the chance. And throughout, you're going to see I'm hoping you're going to see a really smart football team. We're skilled, and we've got guys at all the right spots. Now we need to play really well. So we've got to do a good job of putting these guys in positions to play like they know how to. And that's most important for us. You know, I want the personality of these guys to come out to our fans so they know who our players are and they can feel them and they can see what they do and how they do stuff. So everybody, we're all wishing for the very best, but we need you. We need the Ravens. When people come to Lumen, they need to feel this crowd like they have historically. I know we have to always play to arouse it, but give it everything you got, you guys. We need every bit of it, and let's live it up and have a great time.